The EPA recently finalized a science assessment report saying exposure to large amounts of dioxins does affect human health, and it can affect wildlife as well.
So, for example, suppressing the immune system, reproductive impacts, neurological impacts.
That's Heather Trim, Policy Director for People for Puget Sound. She says recent sampling by the EPA has found dioxins all around the sound, mostly as legacy pollution from things like pulp and paper mills. It also comes from landfills that incinerate trash, especially plastics, and it's been associated with cement production and diesel exhaust.
We're finding it in Olympia at Bud Inlet. We're finding it at Lower Lakes Apartments next to SeaTac, Bellingham Bay, Port Gardner Bay and Everett, the Duwamish River, Port Angeles, the Columbia River. It's just all over the sound from these old industrial sources.
She says Puget Sound is like a big tub, so pollutants don't wash out of it. Instead, they slosh around and settle in. Dioxin works its way from the sediments and soil up the food chain and is most prevalent in fatty foods such as meats, fish, and dairy products. The EPA says 90% of exposure comes from the foods we eat, so you can reduce your exposure by eating fewer fatty foods. Activist groups are celebrating the new health report, but also pressing for new limits on how much dioxins are allowed to remain, says Mike Shade with the Virginia-based Center for Health, Environment, and Justice.
We can't just shop our way out of this problem. We really need the federal government, we need the EPA to step up to the plate and develop a comprehensive plan of action to protect Americans from exposure to dioxin.
He says a new cleanup standard proposed by EPA Administrator Lisa Jackson would reduce the parts per trillion from 1,000 to 72, more than 10 times as protective. But it's been languishing at the White House for a year and a half, and an EPA health report linking dioxins to cancer is also still yet to come. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.